This call is being recorded.
Become aware of all of your chakras now. You have 12 chakra centers in your etheric body. We are only focused now on the 9 that have been activated. So starting from the bottom up with your earth star chakra, approximately a foot or so below your feet, just focus on the energy within that chakra and how it connects to the earth, how it connects to Gaia, how it makes you feel one with Gaia. As you focus on that color that is there, the earth brown color, earth brown with red or gold specks within it, and see and feel the energy within that chakra center now. Feel it vibrating faster and faster. Feel the connection with Gaia through this chakra center. And then moving up to the root chakra at the base of your spine. Red, beautiful red color. Deep ruby red. Moving up to the next chakra, orange. Next, the solar plexus area, bright yellow as the sun. A heart center chakra, deep blue-green. Just above the heart center, the high heart center, which has become activated or reactivated. That is magenta. Chakra at the throat area, high blue. Next, the third eye center, the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. And then the crown chakra, gold or violet or silver. And then finally, soul star chakra, approximately a foot above your head, pure brilliant light. To see all of these chakra centers now in perfect alignment and with their respective colors, and the vibration within those colors as you intensify the colors, as you are looking at them now, as you are seeing them all in alignment with their respective colors, and the vibration within those colors as you intensify them. Know that as you intensify the colors in the within each of the chakra centers, you are actually raising your vibration in this moment right now. So if you're ever looking for a way to raise your vibration, this is one way to do that. Now become aware of your high heart center and your sixth chakra in the middle of your forehead, the third eye. And energetically connect the two by making the mind-heart connection or the heart-mind connection. And when you make that heart-mind connection, you're forming a vortex of energy between the two. And that vortex of energy is pulling you, the conscious knowing self, into it. And your exit point is right there in the middle of your forehead. You're looking out now. In this moment, you're looking out now through your third eye in the middle of your forehead as a window or a doorway into the astral realm. Know that with all of your light with you and exiting in this respect, you are well protected. Also within your tube of light, you are well protected. when you move out into the astral realm. Plus, you have all of us and your guides that are with you. So let yourself now move out through that doorway, out into the astral realm, where you are standing or floating next to your physical body. You're aware of your physical body sitting or laying there as both a separate part of you and a connected part of you as well. Now feel yourself begin to rise upward, away from your physical body, rising above your physical form, higher and higher through the roof of the building that you might be in, up into the sky, through the clouds, all the way past the Earth's atmosphere. Become aware of all of our ships that are out here now. As well as the planets in the solar system, know that there is no limit to how far your imagination, your imaging in, can take you when you are in this respect, you are in this expression. So now look back down and see the Earth, see Gaia in all of her pristine beauty. See her in a fifth dimensional expression as she really is now. With the veils lifted, see her, see the Earth in a 5D expression, fifth dimension. The vibrational frequency that accompanies that. As you're looking down at the Earth, notice the oceans, notice the sky, notice the flowers and the trees. Notice the vibrant colors that are everywhere. If you want, you can let yourself float back down toward this new five-dimensional Earth as she really is now. Know that she is only holding a third-dimensional place for the time being. But her reality is now the fifth dimension. See Earth, Gaia, Mother Earth, as she is in this moment now, this higher dimensional frequency. How beautiful everything is. But not just in visualization, but feel the energy. Go down to the ocean and feel the energy from the ocean. Feel the consciousness within the water itself, as well as all the life forms. Go onto the top of trees and feel the energy from the trees, plants, the flowers, ground itself. Notice how everything is more alive here. Everything has always had consciousness, but this consciousness now is more alive than it was. It was within your third dimensional illusion. Feel the love coming from the trees. Love from the earth. Feel the energy all around you. As you touch down to the earth, perhaps in a sandy beach area or nearer a creek, a forest creek, running waterfall, lake, whatever it might be. Feel the flowers. Feel the aliveness. Know that this is the new earth that you are all creating. Even right now, as you are visualizing this, you are creating the new earth, the new Gaia. You are doing that. When you create as you are doing now, that creation is there for you to move into when you are ready. Just as you created this third dimensional illusion with all of your thoughts, all of your visualizations, all of your creativeness, so too are you now creating this new dimensional vision. So feel the expression of the higher consciousness, the higher vibrational love that is here. Feel it moving through you. And even more importantly, be this creation that you are making. If you will, while you are doing this, so are others doing this same thing, not only here in this group, but across the planet. Many are visualizing the way they want this new earth to be. They expect, they envision in a fifth dimensional experience. So they, along with we, are helping to create this new vision of the new earth. For he said there will be a new heaven and a new earth. You are standing upon that right now, in this moment. Truly, this is heaven on and within the earth. Now, if you would, let yourselves begin to drift back toward your physical form. Bring that vision with you. Hold it within you. Hold it within your programming, within your etheric body. Let that programming, this new programming, replace much of the old third dimensional vision. In other words, when you look at the trees, you walk out from your homes and you look at the trees and the plants and the flowers. See them with this new vision that you have created. See it as the new earth, the new Gaia. As you come back into your physical form, merge back in, bringing your astral and etheric body back in. Always know that your astral and etheric body are you, not your physical form. That is but just an expression you are using for the time being. The real you is this source consciousness within you. The body that you have is your etheric and astral form. Ultimately, your etheric and beyond. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Ashtar. I come this time in joy that I can be with you and share with you and be one with you as be. Times that you are upon right now continue to raise, continue to bring new understandings, new truths coming forward in many different ways, in many different respects. As you see the various things that are happening, even within your third dimensional illusionary state, they are happening. Much of what you have heard in the past from us and all of your various guides that have been speaking to you and bringing you this information forward, that this would be a time of great change. And indeed, this is a time of great change. And you are now seeing more and more of it, as this is the great awakening that is upon you right now. And you are seeing the consciousness of the people throughout the world. Here in your United States of America, or rather for America, in Canada, in Australia, in various parts of Europe, even in places such as China and others. Consciousness is happening. Consciousness is awakening. And it is all happening because of you, the collective you, that are raising the vibrations across the planet. And yes, you are receiving a great deal of help from the cosmic source.
Thank you.
The light that is coming forward from the higher vibrational frequencies that are coming to the earth, raising consciousness here on this planet, bringing love, bringing light back here to this planet. For this planet is destined to be a planet of light, no longer a planet of darkness, no longer a school for progression, for you will have already progressed. And those of us in our ships that are watching over this entire process, many that are watching, many that are also doing, many that are actively participating in your progression, in the changeover that is happening here in this planet. And those even from within the earth that are ready to step forward at a moment's notice, to rise, to emerge from their safe havens within the earth, to mingle once again with all of you, all of their brothers and sisters, as we from the stars are also ready to merge again with our brothers and sisters here on the surface of this planet. For we are all coming together as one again, souls reuniting from all different parts across the galaxy and even beyond this galaxy. The moment has nearly arrived for this great transition to occur, that is even now finding a great momentum within the people who are spreading the word, spreading the light, spreading the love of freedom, freedom of choice, and the great convoy that is occurring now, great convoy that will increase tremendously to not only encompass that area in Canada, but here in the United States and in other countries as well, as each one follows suit. That is what is destined in this moment right now. Can it change? Yes, it can. For those forces of darkness are still very much alive and working to thwart all the efforts of the light. But know that the forces of light are far ahead of those forces of darkness. And know every move that is and will be taken and are ready to stand against their movements and to stand for freedom, freedom of the people, of not only a few nations, but of the entire planet, of all of the people of this planet. This is that great moment that you have all been looking toward, which will lead to the culmination that is fast approaching now. It is because of all of you and all of us that are working together as one, to once and for all bring freedom, bring light to this planet so darkness can no longer hold a place here, where only love and light and oneness, the source of all creation, is and will be within each and every one of you. I am Ashtar, and I leave you now in peace and love, and to know and understand that you are right now on the threshold of a great many changes throughout your planet. Changes that have been foretold for eons of time and are right now ready to become as foretold.
Greetings to you, one who serves here. Shoshana is here. And before we get to your questions here, we wish to address a certain email question that has come up that many of you have already been speaking of. And that is of your great convoy of love and light that is spreading, not only through your country of Canada, but through all areas of the planet, as it is destined to do. Because this is a beginning that is happening at a seemingly small pace that it began, and then build, and then built, and built, and built more and more momentum as a stone, or a snowball rather, that rolls down a mountainside and gathers more snow and becomes eventually an avalanche. That is what is happening here. For you are in the process now of witnessing great change, as Ashtar has said here. Great change indeed that is coming. And it cannot be stopped at this point. The momentum is too much. And the will of the people are rising up now and saying, no more. We will not be under your thumb any longer. We will not take this anymore. Because this is the beginning, people. This is the beginning. It may be considered the domino that you have been waiting for to fall here. We will see. But please understand that it is everything that you have been looking for. When you say nothing is happening, oh my goodness, just look. Look at what is happening. And it is beginning to create a crescendo that is going to be unmistakable as you find more and more of these things coming forward, more truths coming forward, as more and more people are saying enough. And that is what you are on the verge of here. And again, as we have said many, many, many times, the light has already won. And it cannot be stopped at this point. Even though they continue to try, even though they continue to hold back as much as they can your ascension process, they cannot do it any longer. For you are destined to ascend as you are ready to do so. We are ready for your questions now, if you have them.
Yes. This is Orv. I have a question.
Yes.
Over the years, I've had a lot of readings, and during my sleep state, you know, they say I visit various ships and I have wonderful experiences. But you know, I'm remembering my dreams on a daily basis now, and they're very mundane and kind of boring, and just very mundane, and I'm wondering what the deal is. How come I don't remember being on the ships, etc.?
The deal is, my dear brother, that you and many others are experiencing the same thing. You are having these what you are calling mundane dreams, even though they are very vivid dreams, are they not? And
yes.
They are not the expression that you are looking for when you hear that you are on ships and all of these wonderful things that are happening. That is because it is as of yet being blocked from your conscious knowing self to come back with. But that is going to change here, not too far off, where you are going to find that in between those mundane dreams, as you are saying, you are going to have an experience here or there that you will come back and remember. It may not necessarily be upon a ship, but it may be a very spiritual type of dream that will be interspersed within the what are your so-called mundane dreams. Okay, Shoshana.
Can you share? May we share, dear
yes,
brother?
Please. Oh, yes, please do. Cheers.
Dear brother, dreams come in levels. They come in ways that ultimately will come to a pinnacle. So you see, you are having what you call mundane dreams that are at a level that you must sort through and you must get through before you have the higher vibrational dreams. So you must be patient. We also know that these dreams that you and others are having that you call mundane have very interesting messages to them. And they are sorting through your consciousness to level out the things that beings must deal with and must get through, you see. So So you will ultimately begin to have the higher vibrational experiences once you sort through and move through this particular level. Just be patient. And also, we must ask you to look for the messages and the connections, as all dreams have messages and meaning to the dreamer, you see. Namaste.
Okay, thank you.
Very good. Are there further questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
For the year 2022, do you see the overall balance of power 50-50 between the light and the dark, or approximately what percentage do you see at this point the energies between light and dark?
We would say more as your Shoshana gave through the Joanna earlier in terms of what percentage you are looking at, and that would be more as 70-30 now, as we are finding it. But do not hold yourselves to that directly at this point, as much can change, where it can be seemingly 70-30 now, and then it could be 80-20 and 90-10. And guess what? Look next, and it is all over, or rather even more so, more of a new beginning. Shoshana?
We will share here. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
We will ask you, what is your perspective?
Excuse me, I would have said some more like 75, 25, or even, excuse me, up to 80.
Dear sister, we must say that those that have eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart to understand, and those that walk in the light will see more light. We'll see more intensity. We'll see revelations, things being revealed that others do not see and others do not have the eyes to see, you see. We will say if your perspective is 75-25, 80-20, whatever you are giving, then that is what it is for you, you see. And that is your life. Many will see darkness and will see evil and will live as victims because that is their perspective, you see. So we will say we prefer to see the higher percentages of light because that is what we wish for the planet, you see. You are the creator being, as all are the creator beings, and what you see is, and what you believe is what you will see, as the James gives every email, you see. So we appreciate your perspective, and we wish to comply with that. Namaste.
And we also add here that it is occurring now that more and more will have and are having and will have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, that they will see the light more and more and more. So it is happening. Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yes. Would there be other questions here? No further questions?
I'd like to add something. This is Valerie.
Yes.
It's a personal question, but maybe other people are experiencing this also. I get these head rushes and extreme dizziness, and I just wonder if this is ascension symptoms or possibly stuff left over from the COVID.
We would say for you and others like you at this point, this is a sign of the times here, a sign of the times. You can call them ascension symptoms, but it is more of as the vibrations are coming into the planet and are affecting your central nervous system in terms of being the dizziness, the vertigo, this type of thing, head rushes, as you are saying, headaches can be more of this, as well as stomach problems, and all of these things are a part of these higher vibrations coming in that your physical body may or may not be ready for here. But it is a gradual process that is occurring, you see. It is not a continuation, as we find it, of the virus, as you are wondering here. It is more of the, as we say, the signs of the times here. We will leave it at that. Shoshana maybe can give more on this.
We can share our perspective on this. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, thank you.
Dear sister, what do you wish for these symptoms to be?
Gone.
And why do you wish for them to be gone?
I appreciate that it is, you know, appropriate for, you know, what is happening. So I'm just glad I have an understanding of what it is. But
we wish to explain further.
Thank you.
Dear sister, these symptoms are multi-level effects on you, you see. They are not just your physical body. They are your mental and emotional and etheric and on and on and on. They are correcting something in you. They are righting the ship. They are causing your immune system to right itself, as well as your other levels, your other bodies, to right themselves. Do not wish them away, you see. What is more prudent here is to see these occurrences as making you stronger,
yes,
as bringing you to a higher level of strength in all of your bodies. That is why they are occurring, you see. However, if your perspective is they make you weak, you wish for them to be gone, they will haunt you. You must allow these symptoms to do their job and to help you move forward, you see. They will dissipate as you have a stronger perspective, you see. Does this make sense, dear sister?
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes, namaste.
Thank you.
Can I add something to Valerie's question to help her? I was getting vertigo and a little dizzy off and on a couple months ago, a month or two ago. Not bad, but it was strange. And I wasn't sick. I never get sick. I haven't had the C word or anything. So I just, did my normal life. Understood possibly it's ascension symptoms. I get regular body work, acupuncture, chiropractic, massage, and it's gone. It went away. So I didn't have any fear about it. I knew it was something my body needed to experience. So it's most likely ascension symptoms, Carolyn.
Thanks, Susan.
Welcome.
We have been interrupted by physical symptoms. Laugh out loud. Does anyone have any further questions that they wish to ask? We would appreciate you asking.
I have a question.
You may proceed, dear sister. However, the James has left the room for a moment, but you may proceed.
Okay. It's actually, well, it's not, it's sort of connected. It has to do with physical symptoms and pain. And I'm wondering if, I mean, we've heard we can heal anything. and I just wanted to ask you, I mean, I'm having like tooth issues and stuff like that. Is this something I can heal on my own? I've been trying. Any advice?
Dear sister, may we share our perspective
yes.
with you?
Please, please do.
Dear sister, all healing occurs based on the level of consciousness of the being that wishes to heal itself.
Mm-hmm.
You can imagine that there are many of higher vibration that can heal instantly. We must pay attention to our vibration,
mm-hmm.
and our vibration creates the healing necessary in our bodies. When you say you have tooth issues, we
mm-hmm.
will say that culturally, this is a common thing. It is a program that runs through the third dimension. From
mm-hmm.
the very beginning of your lives, you see.
Yep.
What do your parents tell you, or what do others tell you? You must visit the dentist.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want to do that.
This creepy individual that inserts needles into your
yep.
mouth and causes you more pain, you see,
mm.
and
yep.
terrifies most.
Mm-hmm.
So no one wants to do that, do they?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
So when you say you have tooth issues, we will say that there are two levels to this, actually maybe three, and one mm. level is how you think about it.
Okay.
What do you think about it? Do you think, oh, I cannot heal myself, I must seek external help?
No,
because
actually.
That will, that, well, that will, and this is a comment for all, you see. If one thinks about it in that way, they will rush to find another to help them.
Mm-hmm.
The second level is physical. If you wish to alleviate physical pain and assist yourself in healing any physical issue, you must investigate that. You must go to the ones that you trust. There are many that can give you advice in this area, particularly about your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
The third level is, what does this represent for you? Do you understand what chakra represents the issue of teeth?
Is that the throat?
It is the fifth chakra, and your voice, and your speaking out. Additionally, it represents, believe it or not, the first chakra of security. You will have issues with your mouth when you cannot speak out, when you do not speak out, and when you hold back, this will create an issue. Additionally, your fifth chakra, all chakras work together, but your fifth chakra works with your first chakra, because those that have great insecurity will not speak out, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So you must balance your chakra system. You must begin to speak out your security. You must begin to feel secure, and you must begin to follow your own path, you see. You must begin to allow for your path to develop. And you will find that your issue with your teeth will dissipate. First, treat it physically, treat it mentally, and treat it emotionally. And look for the things that we have given as part of you, and work on those.
Mm.
Does this make sense, dear sister?
Yes, thank you very much.
And that is how
you
heal all parts of the body. Namaste.
Namaste.
Very good. Mm. And we are back. We apologize for the interruption, but...
we had you covered.
Yes, we know. Very good. And would there be any other questions here? Very good. And Shoshana, do you have a parting message here?
you.
I have a question.
Yes.
We all watched President, well, most of us watched President Trump last night in Texas. Are you willing to say if that was the real Trump? It looked like it. It looks more like the real Trump than the one in Arizona. Or was that the real Trump?
We are not at liberty to tell you that directly, but we think you already know the answer, as you have already said it.
We have it.
Then very good. Then Shoshana, we will be allowed to give it here.
Dear sister, may we share?
Of course.
Dear sister, we tend to be bold, and we tend to perhaps accumulate a little karma here and there, but we are of service to all, so we are hoping that any karma that we accumulate will dissipate through our service to others. So we will tell you, that was the real Trump! Namaste.
I knew it. I knew it. Thank you for confirming. Thank you.
Yes, and we will say here that as the James was watching this yesterday, he came to the exact same conclusion as well, that that was Trump, the one previous, maybe not so much.
Right. Thank you.
Yes. And we also add here that what you are experiencing with this one as he is coming forth and doing those things that, first of all, when have you ever seen a former president continue on in politics or in the public scene after he has left the office? You have not seen that before. This one continues on because he is still very much a part of this entire expression and has not really actually left. But that, we will leave it at that.
We wish to add...
Yes.
Dear sister, it is interesting that the Trump that had the rally in Arizona wore a hat. We have never seen Trump wear a hat. And the reason for this was that this double had to hide some of his features, because he was not the Trump that we all know. But we also know that this one Trump has much on his plate. He is saving America. So he must use others to help. Namaste.
Namaste.
One more time, would there be any further questions here? Then now, Shoshana, do you have a parting message?
We do not.
Very good. Then we will say here that everything that is happening here is a part of the new expression of people throughout the planet that are saying enough. We have had enough. We are not going to put up with this any longer. We are sovereign beings. We know we are sovereign beings. We know we are free, and we wish to live our lives in freedom of choice. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti.